1. River and me started going out one night when I got drunk, passed out, and woke up to him all over me. I never really knew he had it on for me before that, but I got a pretty good idea from the way he was going at it. After that, we were a couple. It's good to be River's girlfriend. His truck runs most of the time, so he can pick me up at my cousin Patsy's and take us out to his granny's old house, where we've all been hanging out all summer. None of my boyfriends has ever been as crazy for me as River is. Which is why, in all the time that we've been going out, I've hardly asked River for anything. So when I want him to take me into town today, he puts up a little fight.
Why you have to go and make a cake for Patsy?
River leans back against his old truck that's half white and half rust, and gives me that raised eyebrow and smile combination that just about melts my heart. It's a slow smile, more on one corner of his mouth than the other. And every time I see it, I'm right back to when we first started hanging out at Granny's, with River lording it over everybody, turning away enough people at the door that you felt real special when he let you in. River's not big, a little scrawny, if anything. But he has this way of moving, standing even, that makes me notice parts of his body I wouldn't normally look at. He puts his arms around me, and the July heat pushes us closer together, heavy on our skin. There's not even a tiny breeze blowing through the soybean fields to cool us off. Because she's my cousin? I kiss River's neck. Because it's her birthday? I play with the ends of his sandy hair where it flips up from under his baseball cap. But he's nowhere near saying yes. Yet.
I have the afternoon off. Don't you care about that?
He turns that look on me, all big, sad eyes, then pulls me close and gives me kisses that start out soft, but real quick show me what he cares about. Before I know it, my mind is tossing eggs, sugar, and butter right out the window, telling me Patsy won't notice if I don't make her a red velvet cake like she had at Bridget and Lonnie's wedding 3 years ago. I push away from River, catching my breath and my good sense as I step back on Granny's gravel driveway. I shake my head. No fair. River reaches for me again, and I duck up under his arm and jump in the truck. Besides, you told Lisa you'd go back this afternoon. River works for his mom, painting houses, and they are always either on again or off again, depending on how much River has screwed around on the job and pissed her off.
Shit. She won't care,
he says. But he gets in on the driver's side. You promised me, I remind him, as I scoot over on the bench seat. You said you'd keep working as long as she wanted you. Without any fighting. River leans in so close he's almost on top of me. Picks up a long blonde piece of my hair and plays with it. He brushes my forehead, my nose, my lips with it. All while giving me that white-hot smile. So bright against his summer tan.
And I've gone almost every day, haven't I? I deserve a reward.
He looks at me with those clear eyes, like blue jeans that have been washed until they fit just right. And then he's kissing me again. It kills me that I can't do this for him. Stay out at Granny's, kiss and everything all afternoon long. But then I picture Patsy's face when there's no cake for her birthday. No present from me. It takes everything I have, but I pull my head back. Cake? I say, barely able to talk. Please. River sighs.
Fine.
He pulls out of the driveway and down the lane from Granny's so fast, it's like the cops are chasing us, attacking every turn like he's taking a bite out of it and wolfing it down. I knock against his tan arm, tacky with sweat from the humidity that's all around us like another person in the old truck. Patsy's dad, Uncle Leo, told us a long story about dew points making it hot and sticky here in Illinois all summer, but me and Patsy just nodded our heads till he was done.